Always a pleasure to welcome my next guest. He is Nolan Findlay, the editorial page editor for the Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide. Well, you know that there was quite a bit of urging of the Trump administration to the GOP-controlled Texas legislature to draw new district lines midway through the usual 10-year redistricting cycle, setting off a race among states to get in the game. And some of those other efforts are being challenged in court. Five other states have already adopted new congressional maps: California, Missouri, North Carolina, Ohio, and Utah. And the Supreme Court has ruled now that Texas can use their new congressional maps. You know, I knew it would be a mess from the beginning, but what a mess it's been, and I don't know who it's benefiting the most, Nolan Findlay.
Well, it is a mess, and I was surprised by the ruling, Paul, because the Constitution seems to be pretty clear on when you can hold a redistricting effort and why, you know, seeking political advantage doesn't seem to be one of the criteria. The Constitution is pretty clear that this is to be done in court in connection with the biennial census. And, you know, there is no, I mean, we're still several years away from that. So I'm a little surprised. And also, Paul, when you look at who it advantages and who it disadvantages, there's been a lot of talk about, well, gosh, there's some states that hardly have any or no Republican representatives in Congress because of Democratic gerrymandering, et cetera. But if you look at the whole, if you look at Congress as a whole, the House of Representatives is almost evenly divided. The U.S. Senate is almost evenly divided. And that reflects the reality of the nation's politics. Look at the outcome of the last election. It was almost a 50-50 split. And that's what we continue to see. So I think Congress already reflects the political makeup of the nation. And I think when all's said and done here, it's going to still reflect that, because you'll have other states countering what Texas is doing.
And therein lies the rub. Nolan, I don't understand how the Trump administration and everybody else behind this push wouldn't have figured out, obviously, that this was merely going to open the door for other states to do it. And it seems to me that a state like California is going to benefit way more than what Texas is benefiting from. I mean, my point is, how did they not think there would be a tit-for-tat kind of reaction? Oh, if you're going to do that, then we're going to do that.
I don't know. I mean, that's the way we're governing today. It's all on whims stream of consciousness. Somebody gets an idea and, oh gosh, let's go with it. We really do have chaos in our political process today.
Yeah, we do seem to be living throughout to chaos, that's for sure. A quick story that, to me, I don't quite understand the story. But look, I've never been a big fan of the rules of war, because I'm pretty sure that in the heat of battle and the rules of war, if anybody followed him, it was just the United States of America. I don't believe any of our enemies ever didn't shoot someone left over from an attack or anything else, just so they didn't have to carry them along or have the bother of taking care of prisoners. I just don't believe it. So here we've got this whole thing with the admiral, and he's now telling us there was never a kill them all order, which I think, didn't that come out in a newspaper? And when are we going to start calling out these newspapers that print, make stuff up or print even out and out lies?
Well, I tell you, this whole Venezuelan business bothers me. We are not at war with Venezuela. And, you know, to be conducting ourselves under the rules of war when there is no war bothers me. I'm not entirely comfortable with blowing boats out of the water when you don't know exactly who is in them. And certainly coming back and killing people clinging to a boat is an unsavory prospect to consider. I mean, these are people, and they may be bad people, but we've always engaged in due process to try to sort out what's merit and what's not. And
well,
now
the
he's
question,
talking
no, we've always abided by the rules of war. Like I say, no one else has, but we always have. We've tried soldiers for breaking the rules of war. That we've tried our soldiers and convicted them. This has happened in our history, not that far ago, past history. Here's the quick answer. I mean, no one would be complaining right now if they would have just fired two missiles. They have this big thing about wanting to show us all these boats getting blown up, and they show one missile hitting it, and then they celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, if they did two missiles, they wouldn't be worried about
this now.
And no one would be complaining.
And, there's a little too much of a cowboy attitude going on in the Defense Department, too. This, all the memes that Hegseth is putting out about killing these terrorists. I mean, killing people is a serious thing in any situation. And to treat it so frivolously and so, boo-ha attitude. I'm really, I did not think Pete Hegseth would be a good defense secretary, and he's proving me right. He's just way too much of a, towel snapper.
Some would say towel snapper. Some would say Yehu would be another way of putting it. But other people say, thank God he's doing this. So it's we are divided as a nation, that's for sure. Hey, the book going well, I hope? The civility book?
It is, and Oakland University is building a curriculum around it. And
oh, boy.
I'm going to house the civility project. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, congratulations. Nolan Finley, editorial page editor for the Detroit News, co-author of The Civility Book, A Guide to Building Bridges Across the Political Divide by Nolan Finley and Stephen Henderson with Lynn Goldner. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you again soon. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it.
You take care.